in. So even though this particular spiritual tree is mainly focused on cleaning, deal to cleaning, but we were so fortunate. Remember that day when we were at this place near the ancestors' place, we bumped into this meditation center which was not in the itinerary, Da Xiong Chan Si. So that was the place where the three beings, they wanted you all to have a condition to develop affinity with them. And it so happened that Abbot was also the direct descendant disciple of Xu Yin Long San. So this Abbot also passed away in the year, at the age of 106. Then he built this very special images, the Xifang Sanzen. They were so majestic, so beautiful, and it was so well built and designed. It gave a lot of inspiration to cultivate. And most of the Kayamita, when you went to the last hall, I remember, where the three beautiful Rupa were majestically built, a lot of your inner nature starts to move, activated, and you can feel the calmness, the peaceful, and the joy. Then your inner nature responded. Many of you have that ability to develop all those movements. Then there are some where the mudra to came out. I think at least two or three the mudra came out. Then they also develop the faith and the tears. A lot of things happen. And for those who can feel, the nature was so beautiful. Then throughout the trip, my nature also can feel a lot of kayamita. I think your inner nature has also developed and moved. That's why when we meditate together, people can feel the difference. Then when we are able to see that 1 hour plus of sharing and 45 minutes of meditation was also so beautiful, so meaningful. A lot of things happened. Then together with what I can see, there is a lot of people with their nature developed. They are drawing from my nature too. That has been very strong throughout the spiritual world. So hopefully you can develop the understanding, the faith, then be sincere, persevere. These three things will take you along. What you need is faith, sincerity, and perseverance. Then when you cultivate according to your understanding, which you have developed through what I have shared with you, you will never go wrong. All this will pave the way for you to develop the progress. And when you progress, your inner nature will transform. Then your form and mind that is connected, this life will understand. Then you have to make the vow, the affirmation, commit yourself to have this understanding life after life. Follow the book, cultivating the Bodhisattva. You will progress very, very differently. So, with all this, may I, on your behalf, together with all Kayamita who are not here, by the power of whatever wholesomeness that we have developed on this trip, may arise the processing condition for all of